This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Bob Oakes. A man arrested in Boston by federal immigration officials after a workers' compensation meeting is out of federal custody after almost 2 weeks in jail. 37-year-old Jose Flores was arrested immediately following a meeting arranged by his employer. His lawyers question whether the arrest was retaliation by the employer looking to get out of the workers' comp claim. Advocates fear the arrest could prevent other workers in the country illegally from reporting workplace accidents. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has this update.
No.
Jose Flores's 2-year-old son barely leaves his side now that he's home. Flores and his wife, Rosa Benitez, have 5 children together. The mood at the house is much lighter than the last time we visited, shortly after Flores was arrested by ICE. Speaking about the meeting that ultimately led to his arrest, Flores says he never wanted anything more than to be paid for his work.
La preocupación mía es mi familia. Primero que nada, mi familia.
My concern was for my family, Flores says. I wasn't seeking compensation of some kind. I went because my employer had offered me something, and I went thinking of my family and its needs.
Pero no era mi preocupación. Mi preocupación, mi familia, cómo quedaran o cómo están.
Flores was on a Boston job site at the end of March, working for Terra Construction, when he fell from a ladder, fracturing his femur bone. The company did not have workers' compensation coverage the day of the accident. After Flores filed for workers' comp, a manager at Terra Construction asked to meet with Flores, saying he wanted to offer something to help the family. After leaving the meeting, Flores says he was apprehended by ICE officials about a block away from the company's property.
Sí, pienso que fui traicionado por mi patrón.
Yeah, I do feel like I was betrayed by my employer. All I did was try to work to earn a living, and I wasn't looking for anything extra.
Lo que hago y no busco nada extra, simplemente ganar por mi trabajo.
But the attorney for Terra Construction says there was no phone call to ICE. Attorney Stephen Murray declined to be recorded for this story, but says he can say with certainty that his client had no communication with ICE whatsoever. Both Flores and his wife entered the U.S. illegally, and Flores had previously been ordered removed from the country when ICE took him into custody. Both say they lost family members to gang violence in Honduras and insist it's too dangerous to return. The attorney for Terra Construction says his client had no reason to believe Flores was living in the country without documentation. Flores's immigration attorney, Christina Corbacci, says several factors led to ICE's temporary suspension of his deportation. One of those factors is a potential investigation into retaliation by the employer.
We know that there had been interest from several law enforcement agencies who want to investigate the employer's conduct, and had reached out to ICE to express their interest and desire to, you know, have my client participate in that.
Corbacci wouldn't specify which agencies may be involved in an investigation, but at question would be whether Terra Construction triggered Flores's ICE arrest in order to avoid liability in the workers' comp claim. There is a statute in the state's workers' comp law against such retaliation. Flores's workers' comp attorney says no one is disputing whether Flores was injured on the job. Still nearly 2 months after the accident, he's yet to receive any compensation. The goal for his attorney, Stacey Sabosik, is getting that compensation while her client is still in the country.
After deportation, how to find medical professionals on the ground in foreign countries that are willing to work with an insurance company who's operating under Massachusetts law. That's an open question.
Sabosik typically tells clients their immigration status doesn't matter. Under Massachusetts law, immigrants in the country illegally are almost always entitled to the same workers' comp benefits as U.S. citizens. Though Sabosik admits these are unique political times and perhaps call for extra measures, like preparing ways to administer workers' comp benefits abroad.
We don't have a network like that set up, although it would be something important to do in this era of increased enforcement action.
And it's that increased enforcement that has workers' rights advocates like Diego Lowe of the Metro West Workers Center particularly concerned. Lowe worries that after seeing Flores's arrest, other immigrants may avoid claiming the benefits they're owed, such as backed wages and workers' compensation. And that reluctance, he says, puts all workers at risk, regardless of immigration status.
These folks will not leave the workforce, but work cheaper and be
less able to speak up for themselves. And ultimately, that undermines the working conditions of all workers, because there's this major portion of the workforce that will put up with pretty much anything.
The workers' comp claim for Flores is pending, and his immigration status will be reviewed again in November. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.